Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Now, this genre today isn't for those of you just waking up. It's for those of you still up.
Oh.
You know, this is
the other end of the night music.
Yes,
What are we talking about today?
So we're doing Dutch House, which I think, if you don't know it, sounds like really obscure, and who would know it, and why do we care about it? But when you hear it, I think you'll realize it's actually everywhere.
I am nervous about today's music.
Okay, see.
Let's have a listen to this first track. It's Oliver Twist with a Z.
Yes.
The little squeaky toy, dog squeaky toy sound.
It builds to take you with it.
I like this dance you've got going on here.
Oh, man. I'm on a stool, so you can imagine that sort of...
Stool dance. Okay, I'm getting the late night thing. And
yeah.
Getting the some thumping bass. It's a bit.
So, to me,
I don't really know what to describe
outside,
this as.
It's sort of like the most obnoxious EDM.
Yeah, obnoxious is a good word.
No offense to the fans, but I just realized that the times I think I don't like EDM probably was Dutch House.
Ah.
You know what I mean? It's the loudest, the quirkiest, the silliest, the goofiest.
It's pretty like, you know, it's making me think like big American club movie scene, you know?
That's yes, the, like, you're right, actually. I can see that. Now, their idea of EDM, you know, in a TV show.
Kind of Jersey Shore energy almost.
So, ooh. Holland, Amsterdam, you know, huge party city. And, Rachel's face.
I'm not loving this, I'm not going to lie. What are the listeners thinking? 5395.
For your EDM history, right, we have disco in the 70s. That was, played by analog instruments. And then in the 80s, we had Detroit techno and Chicago house.
Here comes the drop. Oh, God.
Yes. So,
and you could see that whole floor go up and down, you know, because everyone's jumping.
Someone's teasing in on shrooms in Amsterdam.
Yes. And so in the 90s, what happened in the States didn't really quite pick up on the dance music thing. It shifted to Europe.
Oh.
You know, even though it started, it was still very underground. And so then Europe actually developed that huge culture you're talking about with the DJ. And
I'm imagining like at least a two-tiered club, a lot of like Y2K skimpy outfits going on, big purple and blue lights flashing.
Yep, this is that.
So now the Dutch, brightly colored drinks.
The Dutch already during the 90s and early 2000s had brought to the world GABA.
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 And then somehow, you know, like they never stopped. They didn't evolve. They stayed at this dance party level of it. Righteous moves.
I'm not sure I like this.
I feel like some of the texts coming in don't comply with broadcasting standards.
Yeah, I can't read out some of these messages, but I appreciate them. So thanks for those.
People have had some good times.
One article said Gabber was bald heads and tracksuits.
Yeah. Nice.
But this is just like general people party music.
What's with this like fake whistle sound that seems to feature strongly in these tracks you've brought us so far?
Maybe that was me.
Yeah, this is the sound of your brain at 4 a.m.
Ooh. So lots of builds and drops. You know, this is music to listen to with a small intimate group of 5,000 or more.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Just all your close and personal friends then. This is quite a well-known song, I think. I think this definitely features in lots of movies and stuff.
Yes, yeah, they've had really big success. So that, you know, they have... You know, this music has been used in movies and, like you said, iconic. When
honestly, it's making me think of like so much American reality TV show. That's the kind of energy I'm getting from this. You know, like all these like smash cuts of like LA in the sun, you know?
Someone's texted in
Miami Beach.
Was in Prague at a hostel that was a gym, so sheets for walls.
Oh my God.
These Dutch guys had an 80s ghetto blaster and put this on at 7 a.m. every morning.
Oh my gosh.
After 3 mornings, I just got up with them. Boom diddy boom.
Now, apparently, this band, Bingo Players, before they made this music, they were doing choppy tech house. So okay. They really shifted, I think, here.
Oh, this makes me anxious.
This reminds me of going to parties in first year that I didn't really enjoy.
Oh my God, yes, I was just thinking that, like, oh my God, I'm having a really good time.
I'm having so much fun at university.
Now, one interesting take on this music is that they, apparently the Dutch felt like that in London and Berlin, everyone was into their little particular genres. Mm. You know, you had drum and bass nights, you had dubstep nights, you had trance nights, whereas the Dutch were like, no, we've got it, it's all in one. You know, they
it's
kept,
all under one
so
umbrella.
They call it, it's pluralistic. And also, it's very international. You know, like it's made with this international scene in mind. It's not like, oh, we're just playing for our people, our local scene, which we see a lot.
Yeah.
This is part of that international movement, people moving, people partying, people, you know, the
jet skis.
Yeah.
Big yachts.
And then,
six in the morn.
Six in the morn.
I had a, so the Netherlands actually, I think some people forget, they actually colonized really widely too.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so I know people obviously know England and Spain and France. But so they do have populations in Indonesia, the Caribbean. So they do have this kind of, you know, diaspora, ebb and flow, global, you know, community. Even part of the land of the Netherlands are some islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's legally still the Netherlands there. So this is festival music.
Yeah, this is big festival energy.
Clubs. And the other thing is these DJs, the other part of their fame besides movies is they've been doing, you know, they'll be asked to do remixes for Bieber or Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, there are some like quite big mainstream pop stars who have had things like that. First artist that we played, Oliver Twist, has done heaps of Justin Bieber remixes.
Yeah, so that's sort of like another way, like, they just find so many uses for this. So they're not just limited by the large festival.
This one's, oh yeah, anxious music. Oh my God.
So other big names are Afrojack, Tiesto.
Yep.
So you think the Netherlands have given us a lot to be grateful
Thank you,
for.
Netherlands.
Now, you were saying this technically doesn't fall in the Dutch house genre category.
Yeah, supposedly I picked the wrong one here. I mean, I got it from lists of Dutch house.
But it sounds to me the same as the ones we've just listened to.
Can't you tell
to.
That it's Belgian electro?
Oh. I was just about to say that, and I'm quite disappointed.
So all these tracks have been, you know, 2011, 2013, 2010. So it's, I suppose maybe it's a little dated now, but back then it was fresh. And I guess, you know, now with COVID, that sort of idealized time where the people did travel, you know, every summer you'd go, you could go to festivals, you could be this real transient human that the globe was your playground, you know. I don't know if that will come back.
Streets are my dance floor.
That's right.
This song is called Mitsubishi, which is quite a funny name. I like that.
The names of the artists in the songs are
wild.
Real cool.
Yeah, they're wild. This is the Subs. We were listening to the Bingo Players in the Far East Movement.
Yeah.
Do you remember them? Like a G6?
Yes, I do. Remember that song.
How
could we ever forget that song? Someone says this is my nightmare of every trip back to Holland with my Dutch wife. Oh, I cannot. It's too much. It makes me stressed.
Kind of, you know, just going myself up to it now.
This is
here for a good time, not a long time.
It's taking you with it.
All right. Okay, it's got like so many multiple drops in the song. Like, when will it end?
Hurry up.
I mean, I normally like to walk into this with an open mind, but I'm not sure about this
genre. I'm glad, because I thought it was awful, and I was worried people were going to be upset that I said it was awful. But it was, even people with Dutch connections are saying, oh, yeah, it was awful when they were there.
Nightmare <It's> music.
Thank you for bringing us this hellscape of Dutch House this week. I appreciate it.
Look, all the Dutch House fans are going to just come land.
They're going to come for me. What are you going to be bringing us next week?
Oh, gosh, it sounds worse than it is. It's Belgian women's choir folk music in anime.
Oh, that is so specific.
It will make sense when you hear it.
I'm intrigued. Belgian women's choir music in anime. All right. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. We'll see you next Friday for some of that.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.